Check, check, 1, 2, 1, 2, greetings one and all. It's your brother from another motherland, Mr. Mikel the Energy.
Woo! Here we go!
Right here, right now, coming to you in the name of Spiritual Health Family. Let's get it in. Asking the question right now, family. Heaven in the now, that is the mission, aim and purpose of this life. I pray you guys are having a blessed, peaceful rising right now. Let's get into the spiritual health conversation. Ma'a. Hey! Put a flame if you're in the game, family. If you can hear me nice and clear, let me know. Put a flame, family. I want to know that we're in the game together right now. Hey! And you done know already. I said you done know already. Big up Omar Howard. Omar Howard in the building. Thank you for the affirmation. You put a flame if you're in the game, family. Let me know you're listening. Let me know you're tapped in to the spiritual health conversation right now. Yeah. Loud and clear, family. We're coming through to you. Live from the LON Dion, it's Mikel the Energy, here representing the London Tribe. Every Monday rising, we go and have the spiritual health conversation, family. In Warojo House, Monday is dedicated to Ma'at, understanding the nature of our spirit. Yeah. So I want you to load up your questions if you have any. We always have intentions, but we always go with the flow here as well. So load them up. Let's get in the game. In the name of peace. In the name of oneness. In the name of wisdom. In the name of power. In the name of love. In the name of justice. In the name of will. In the name of imagination. In the name of affirmation. In the name of freedom. In the name of heaven, I say peace in, love out. Big up Adiola, tapped in right now. Wow. Great to see your name come up on the live. We're going to get beautiful here today, family. And what I want everyone to do as we're kicking off, family, I want you to share this live with somebody who you feel could be blessed right now, family. You know, we go into topics that are not really spoken about. Out there in the world, really. And so I really want someone to be blessed. Let's introduce someone to this rhythm right now, family. Go and share this live right now. And let them know you're tapped in.
Woo! Here we go!
You are listening to...
Hey, you done know. How tonight? Can we build a heaven tonight? In a desert tonight, won't you take me back to nature? When our hearts come together, we'll be kissing in the rhythm of love. Hey, family, you're done though. It's Monday rising, and we want to get into the spiritual health conversation, family. Now, this, you know, every season in Warojo House, we deal with a different topic. And this season, family, I've been dedicated to going in on the nature of sex. We ain't done. It's still early days in July. So every Monday, we're going to be talking about the nature of sex. So in dedication to that, I want to drop this one right now, family. Let's go.
African sex. Hey.
Family, this is my rhythm. Listen, you know, there's a story behind every music. When you're a music artist, yeah, there's always some nuances that create your experience of how you make a song, family. This song is coming from, you know, my deep dive into the motherland. Big up Maga the fellow who produced this tune right here. We're going to serenade you some Swahili right now. Let's go. I went up to a girl on the beach in Kenya. I played her this song. She started blushing. What's his lyrics? Umefika ni wakati nataka niwe na wewe. Mimi zetu zinataka ziunge. Nachotaka toka kwako viunge. Oh, kibusa. Utamu wako mimi najua. Nipe ruhusa. Let's go. Kwanza ningalie, hebu niangalie, kisha nidalie, utamu nisikie, maheta waseme, wakitoka walale, tanguza mazile, nakupa miale. If you don't know what he's saying, yeah, you better go find someone who speaks Swahili and just make them listen to it. Nani acha nitoa njebe. Preferably a girl, innit? Yeah. Let's go. We got the guy representing the London tribe right now. Come true energy. You gon' touch this man, you gon' hug this man, you gon' trust this man, let me in your motherland. Open up so I can plant my seeds and love a wreck, some pyramids and obelisks, and give that river Nile a kiss. No one else can vibe with this, no one is as wild as this, and no one else is true as you and me when I'm combined with you. I can't tell no other soil, it's you that makes my hair coil. Rhythm from another prison, freeing me from every prison. Black woman, black woman, black woman, app woman, that woman. Natural, my plural. I see all of you as heaven sent. Come over you like melanin. It's freedom what I'm telling them. Yeah. Let me add the plus to your minus. I'm gonna lift you up, my highness. We gon' put that history behind us. Woo! Just make love to me, love to me. Just make love to me, love to me. Just make love to me, love to me. Let me make love to you, love to me. Someone told me they had sex to this song. They said it was the best time ever. Whispering the ears. Lost in your heavenly business. Heavenly kiss. Yeah, what? Heavenly kiss. Heaven like this. It's a heaven like this. It's a heaven like this. Africa 6. Family, rich, rising, one and all. It's your brother from another motherland, Mr. Mikel. The energy here in rhythm, on breath, for the conversation of spiritual health, family. You know, every single Monday, rising, family, we get into this conversation around spiritual health as it pertains to people of nature, family. My And our mission as Warojo House is to innovate and create new ways of accessing spiritual health that are outside of convention or traditional means. How do we access spiritual empowerment, spiritual wisdom from our daily lives, from our daily practice using modern modalities? This is my mission, aim, and purpose, particularly aimed at us as an African community all around the world, and speaking specifically to our needs, with also the intention of affecting the entire world, understanding that anything that's good for us is going to be good for the world, naturally, you know, because we are the original people, we are the original man and woman, we are the makers and owners of this place, man. And so what is good for us is ultimately going to be good for all. And so I want to focus on what is going to help us heal, man. You know, I've been blessed, family, to travel the world. I've been blessed to travel the world and see the quote unquote black experience from many different lenses, family. I'm a unique person in that, you know, I can go to Beverly Hills as comfortably as I can go to Kiwandani Village. You get what I'm saying? You know, I can go to the million-dollar mansions as well as I can go to the mud huts. And I'm pretty much comfortable, as comfortable, regardless of where I go. But the point is I have equal access to both spaces. And so I'm able, and most people in those spaces don't have access to the other space, you know, so comfortably. And so what it has allowed me to do is see the black experience from multi dimensions, you see, because I can genuinely exist in both spaces. And my mission has always been to create solutions that can help us all, regardless of the social circumstances we are in, but something that speaks to all of our spiritual journeys as a people. And so, yeah, I've created Warojo House, which is the platform you are on right now, as a base to network these ideas and to share innovations and create conversations around the culture that we want to build, you know, which essentially is Ma'at. Now, the reason why I've leaned towards Ma'at as a principle is because of, one, it's dealing with what our ancestors used as a spiritual system to this day, you know, and it's dealing with a spiritual system that predates the religion, the religious boxes we find ourselves in, that are beautiful in many aspects, but are often convoluted by their bloody, dark, and quite violent and vicious history and connection to us. And so, you know, I've always believed that if, you know, the Most High Creator predates any language, any idea, any religion. And so what does the Most High Creator say about me before the religions? How does the Most High Creator communicate with me? How does the Most High Creator tell me what Jesus is trying to tell me? Jesus has a date. The Most High doesn't. Muhammad has a date. The Most High doesn't. Buddha has a date. The Most High doesn't. So these men are amazing and powerful and have had great and profound impact on my life personally. However, I want to know what the Most High says before them. Where is the fountain that these men have gone to? I want to go to the oasis of Jesus, the oasis of Muhammad, the oasis of Buddha, the oasis of Confucius, the oasis of these people. I want to find what they found. What is their El Dorado? Where are they pulling from? And this is the conversation I've had for myself, not because what they say is bad or I don't agree, but because it's limited by the box that surrounds their message. And so if it's true, it must be true before and after them. If it's true, then it must be true outside of the context in which the people that represent them have presented their discussion. You get what I'm saying? And so I do think that's very important, particularly for the journey of us as African people, if we are to really develop our self-confidence and self-esteem in who we naturally are, then we must have an understanding of ourselves outside of the boxes that were placed upon us. Does that make sense? Again, a lot of us find peace in these religions, and I'm not even bashing that at all. I'm saying for true self-confidence, for us to be truly empowered, and for us to truly believe in what is inspired through us on a day-to-day basis, we have to be able to see ourselves and stand in our nature outside of the boxes that were placed upon us. Does that make sense, family? Put a flame if you're in the game, if you get what I'm saying. This is the intentions of Waroho House. This is the intentions of Mikel Amin. This is my intentions, family. And so Ma'at is powerful, because Ma'at, although some people would cite it as a religious thing, it's absolutely not. Ma'at is the mathematics to your spirit. It is what religions are built upon. When you study Ma'at, the words of Jesus go sit differently. All of a sudden, there's nothing Jesus says that sounds wild, out of the box, or confusing. You know, Jesus would say some wild stuff, and you'd be like, how does that even make sense? When you study Ma'at and the laws of the spirit, you're like, oh, he's just spitting Martian game, you know? And this is what I want to, this is the tools I want to empower my community with, because this is coming from us. And when you go to the motherland, you ever wondered, you know, when you're in the motherland, what is this peace that they sit with? How are people so poor, so content? How do they manage to share everything? What is this welfare system they have within the community? How do they make time to work, pray and play and be there for everyone and constantly make food? And, you know, this system of principle and morals, and how does it get kept when there's no clear order going on? It's Ma'at. It's Ma'at, family. That is what it is. That is what it is. You know, South Africa, they may say Ubuntu. You know, in Kenya, they may say Utu. Yeah? See, but these principally is Ma'at, that interdependence that we all must abide by, family. And so this is why it becomes a leading imperative for me to share this conversation and talk about these subjects. So this month, yeah, this month, we've been talking about the nature of sex. We got African sex in the background. Let's get some vibrations going. We've been talking about the nature of sex, family, and I want us to go in. Let's have an out of the box conversation today, right? I'm opening up the floor, all right? So I want you to load up your questions in your mind and let's probe, family. Let's go there, wherever there is. Okay, but some announcements, family. Next month, next month, family, we got Cheza Rojo coming up on the 19th of August, family. This is the one and only Cheza Rojo for the year, family. This event is going to be wild, fun, and free. It is for the family, family. That means no drugs, no alcohol, but absolute freedom. This is the place to take it all off, let it all go, get your feet out, get your face paint on, get round the fire, sweat till you drip, till you drop, and love on the people around you, family. If you've never had a safe space, if you're a raver at heart and you've never had a safe space to feel clean, open, and free, this is it for you, family. Cheza Rojo is our cleansing system, family. And I want to bring you into that game. This one is going to be a big, big, big Amapiano meditation. And so what I want to do is, get people in the game, family. I'm excited. We've got DJs coming down. All kind of different experiences we're going to be sharing there. And as usual, it's going to be at Brixton Street Gym, August 19th. The early bird tickets are out now and they will be done. I think there's just only a few more left. Yeah. So, my lovely, 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 lovely people. My lovely, 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 lovely people. Let's get into this conversation. Also, family, this Saturday, if you're in London, this Saturday, we are going to be hosting the Stories We Cherish birthday celebration, family. Stories We Cherish is a premium menswear brand from Peckham, family. You may have seen me wear some of her threads throughout my Instagram. If you don't know about Stories We Cherish, powerful. Go check their Instagram account. We're going to be hosting their pop-up event, which ends in an after party, finishing at 2 a.m., family. That's going to be in Tulse Hill, right outside Tulse Hill Station. So if you don't even know where it is, Queen of the South Pub, Tulse Hill Station. Get there and you'll be right there as soon as you come out the station, family. That's going to be happening this Saturday. The event is free, so come one, come all, come buy some stuff, and yeah, get in the game with your brother, family, as we prepare for... Jazza! You done know already what time it ain't, family. So, let's get into this delightful...
It's not that deep.
Conversation, the nature of sex, family. Like I said, one of my reasons for going into this topic is because I don't feel like as a spiritual community or conscious community, I always hate that word, but you know, people like to throw me in that box. And I speak to that demographic a lot. I'm like, why is no one talking about sex? The only time we're talking about sex is when it's when we're complaining about the sexualization of our children. We're complaining about the boxes and sexual categories that are being put on us as a people. When we're complaining someone's pushing sex out there, why is there no positive, affirmative, progressive conversations about sexuality from the sexiest people on the planet? Talk to me. Talk to me. Talk to me. Why are the sexiest people on the planet not having and leading the conversation on sexuality? I'm just saying, why are... Let's work with me. Let's start from there. You know me, I never know my angle. But let's start right there. This is confusing for me. Why is the sexiest people on the planet not leading the conversation in sex? To me, it speaks to the same disparity, you know, and the same dishonor of the most musical and artistic people on the planet are not leading the music industry. The greatest athletes on the planet are not leading the athletic industry. Why? We might not be the greatest architects. That's arguable. Someone could argue that. We might not be the greatest architects, right? Yeah, we might not be the best. You know, Africa's not known for pastries. We might not be the best bakers, right? We might not be the best food artisans. Again, arguably, it's arguable. But what's not arguable is these spiritual arts, sports, music, dance, entertainment. No one could touch us ever in those categories. Why are we not leading them? Plus, and especially, moreover, why are we not leading the sexual conversation? Why are we not? Why are we not leading the sexual conversation? The only time I hear black people talk about sex is when they're complaining about sexual categories, or they're fighting for their own, or they're upset about some girl twerking on Instagram in front of picnic. You get what I'm saying? Complaining about it. Why are you not leading the conversation? And so here we are, about to lead it. Yeah? And so one of the things that, the reason why I put those categories together, yeah? The reason why I put those categories together, we talk about sex and then I mention music and I mention art and I mention dance and I mention act and I mention entertainment, because that is our sexual game. That is the place where we use and work that sexual energy. This is why these industries are the greatest industries on and most influential industries on the planet, because that is where we play with that sexual energy. So I'm asking you a leading question. I know why, because the reason why we don't lead the sexual conversation is the same reason we don't lead the entertainment industry, because they're one in the same. You see? They're one in the same. And we wait for someone else to validate our natural and ecstatic expressions. You see what I'm saying? We wait for someone to do that. We wait for someone to give us leeway and open up the floodgates and the doorway for us, because other than that, we're quite embarrassed by it, family. But we don't need to be. Does that make sense? We don't need to be. And so, let it be known, here we are. We're going to go in, all right? And so I want you to, if you have any questions, you can load them up. But yeah, we're dealing with the nature of sex. And yeah, there's so many angles I've been coming from, and I've been talking. I'm going to be doing a keynote on the nature of sex in, big up Andrew Muhammad. Anyone who knows Andrew Muhammad, I'm going to be doing a keynote in his Tuesday Hidden Truth class. We're going to be talking about sexuality, sexual energy, black people, dance, all of that stuff. So anyone who wants to know about that and go deeper, you can go to that. Also, we have our Monday evening sessions throughout July. We're going to be having our Monday evening sessions as well. And that currently is pay what you like. Just pay what you like. Join us a Monday evening session and jump onto our class, man. We can get intimate in this conversation outside of this. But like I said, we're here right now for this conversation on the nature of sex. The sexual conversation. How do you do? I posed a question. This was part of my last live. And I said, what do you do with your lust? I want to... This is a good conversation to have, family. I want to open up this conversation around what energies and how we channel energies and what that has to do with our experience of our sexuality. Did you know that your sexuality begins at the third law of the spirit? That girl is glowing, I feel her motion. She could be poison. The third law, that makes it a divine law. Let's talk about that.
The limelight in every way, from London to Vince's side. She likes to get down, she's so hype. Mrs. Rotten of Apple Bottom, she's so right. Gets eyes when they see her dance. Enough guys finna got a chance. Some try, many fail to ask, but they just get left with question marks. Like flirty, you must swallow it. Me don't hurt me, I'm not worthy. Good shit, bad, the girl's toxic turvy. She looks so clean, but she walks so dirty. Yeah, she just out for a good time. She don't need a bottle, the music makes her whine. And every man and him clock will watch her, but nobody can touch her. Come.
That girl is glowing, I feel her motion. She could be poison, but I don't know. All my days, all my weeks, all my months, all my years, yeah. I've never seen a girl like this.
Yes, family, so did you know that Sex, sacred energy exchange. It's all in that little tall acronym there, isn't it? But you see, sex begins with the emotional charge that comes from the divine spiritual law known as seke. That's why if you've been in Waroho House, if you've been in our study, you notice that I spell sex, S-E-K-S. And that's to lean towards the spiritual law known as Sekir. Put a flame if you're in the game. Would you like to know the law of Sekir and what the law of Sekir says? The law of Sekir is one of the third divine laws. We have 0, 1, 2, and 3. Sekir is the third, sorry, I don't know why I'm low-key swearing. Sekir is the third divine law. And Sakir deals with emotional power. Yes, your emotional power. That was even a revelation for me. We always look at our emotions as something bad. We always look at emotions as like, emotions are like that drunk uncle that, you know, when they come around, you just got to just humble yourself and kind of wait it out until that person leaves. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That kind of thing, you know. That's how we deal with emotions, like, you know, you made me do this, or when it overtakes you. But emotions were never supposed to be something that goes against us. Emotions were always supposed to be something that empowers us to manifest. All emotions, you see, all emotions are something there to empower us to manifest, empower us to move, empower us to emote, to move energy from one place to another. Emotions are also there. Like right now, for example, imagine you're looking at me or listening to me through your phone, through your headphones. I'm not there, but the words that I have and the emotions behind my words is might move you to a certain action, move you to a thought, move you to an idea. Do you get what I'm saying? Like the guitars playing in this background right now, family. It's just emotional. Yeah, emotional. So, let me read to you with this nice ethereal backdrop. Let me read to you guys the statement of Sakir. This is the third law of the spirit. And I want you to listen to this from the backdrop of this is where your sexual energy begins. Yes? You feel it as a physical thing, but where it begins is divine. The law of Sakir says, when the emotions of man manifest in response to the word of God, they have the power to influence the course of any and all events in the world. One more time. When the emotions of man manifest in response to the word of God, they have the power to influence the course of any and all events in the world. Meditate on that for a second. Let's think about that, family. Essentially, what it's saying here is that when your emotions can align. First, I want to break down the word of God, because that's the operative word, right? That's the binary part. First, in order for your emotions to manifest in response to the word of God, you got to know what the word of God is, right? The word of God in the laws of the spirit is known as Tehuti. Tehuti deals with the rhythm of nature. Yeah? So, for example, again, we're in summer right now. That's the rhythm of nature. You can't stop summer. You have to work with summer. If you want to wear that nice puffer jacket, that nice mink coat you got last December, you want to wear it in the July, that's consequences. You're probably not going to wear it. You're going to go for your summer dress. You're going to go for your short shorts, or you're going to go for some linen, right? That's you working with the rhythm or the word of God. The word of God is not the Bible. The word of God is not Quran. Yes, these are words made from the word of God. Does that make sense? The word of God is the rhythm of nature. That is God's consistent word. yes? The axis of the earth, the ciphers around the sun, that is the word of God. Yes? And from that word, we can create and build whatever we want. So what the law that deals with sex is saying, the law known as sekeh, is saying that when your emotions, which is sekeh, when the emotions that you feel come up in response to the rhythm of nature, right? When you can align your emotions with the rhythm of your own nature, then you will manifest a power that can control and influence all events and things in the world. That is the purpose and origins of sex. Are you with me, family? That is the purpose, power, and origins and use of sex. This is, that's law number three. This is seven laws before we get to humping and doggy stuff. This is seven steps away before you even get to the, you know, the You know what I'm saying? Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah? So, this is like the origins of why the sexual energy exists. You get what I'm saying, family? Yeah? Put a flame if you're in the game, family. Yeah? Put a flame if you're in the game, family, if you're following me. And feel free to put any questions in the question box as we continue. But the law of sekeh is the origins of the sexual game. What are your emotions allowing you to do? That's why I posed the question last week. Do you know what to do with lust? Do you have a capacity to channel lust productively for you? What about rage? What about rage? Do you blow off your raging steam? Huh? On the faculties of the moment? Is that where you blow off your rage? And you leave yourself depleted? I used to stand on the street corners shouting at people that just wanted to debate with me about whatever, religion, white supremacy, all this. I used to just waste my time. And I'll feel so depleted and my body would be shaking and I feel weak. All my adrenaline was used in that moment to tell this one white man about his life. And I was the one that got left in a deficit. I was the one that got left with nothing. I was the one that was weak afterwards. I was the one that was crying afterwards. I was the one that had to now build myself up to go again. It's a spiritual masturbation and it doesn't produce anything. But just like masturbation, the call is so strong that it almost feels necessary to dump your energy like that. And that's only for the ignorant. That's for the uncouth. That's for the spiritually illiterate, which I was. Until I became a student, a humble student of how I can use and direct this energy, because it's never gonna go away. You can't pray away lust. You can't pray away rage. You can't pray away your traumas. You can't pray away those emotional calls that you get. So what do you do with them? Do you ignore them and end up doing some outside of the, you know, some sideline F3? That damages you and your path and your loved ones and your experience of self? Or do you find a consistent rhythm that allows you to use that beast, right? To your divine favor. Mm. You know what I'm saying? That part is up to you, but your nature says it will be there and you can't go away. So I'll read that again. The law of Sakir is the law that deals with the bodiless power of the Most High. The bodiless power, yeah, of the Most High. Activation, manifestation. Let's move it now. Let's move it from one place to the other. Wow. Bah. You get what I'm saying? That's secure. And this is the origins of our sex. Oh, Lord. Where did they get these mics from? It sounds too nice. This is the origins, family. So, again, what we want to do is, because we know by the eighth law is definition. Before we even get to, again, before we get to the doggy and froggy style, before we get to the back shots, yeah, before we get to the, you know, to the G spots and the back shots, you know what I'm saying? Before we get there, which is amazing, right? Before we get there, our spiritual journey has to go through programming, right? Which says, how do we define what is happening? How do we define what is happening? We have all of these seven deadly sins: lust, greed, jealousy, gluttony, etc., etc., right? But they're just energies. And the only thing that makes them deadly is the way they're being defined. And so this is what, you know, I love this era that we're in right now. And I want everyone to take empowerment from the era that we're living in right now, family. Take empowerment from the era that we're living in right now. Do not be discouraged by the era that we're living in right now. Take empowerment that we have reached a space where essentially you can identify how you want. We've reached a space where using the technology in the palm of your hands, you can curate your experience of life very specifically. Instead of focusing on all the problems that comes with, which problems are always there, think about and meditate on what that allows you to do for yourself. Since the order of this today is sexuality, since the order of the day is sexuality, family, right? Today, family, I need you to understand how important sexuality, sexual conversation is. Right? The rainbow flag sits higher than the British flag on government institutions. That's a symbol. Flags are symbols. Flags are symbols of a nation's principles, of a nation's values, of a nation's vision for itself. And today, yes, the rainbow flag sits higher than the British flag. Think of that what you will. But the point I'm trying to make is that's a flag that deals with sexuality and sexual expression and definition, right? Again, think of that what you will, but I'm saying to you, it's a symbol of the time. It's a symbol of the time. Therefore, yes, therefore, it is a representation of what you and I should be doing for ourselves. Today, it is imperative that you begin to own and define your sexual nature. Study it at the highest level, beyond which genitals you favor, beyond your delicacies of genitals. Study your sexual nature at the highest order, and then curate culture that allows you, your family, your community to thrive in the way that you see it. This is the time that you're living in. And here, right here, in this text that has been left for us, for and by our ancestors, we are learning that sex is a divine tool to influence the course of all events in the world. No wonder that flag flies so high. Because we live in a time now, we have crossed a threshold. I've been talking about this for a few years. We've crossed the threshold and we are literally in the beginning of an entirely new experience of life. 30 years down the line, family, nothing is going to be the same. Nothing. And I want us to participate in that newness. Don't hold on to what made you a slave. Don't hold on to what designed you. You know, in slavery, a lot of the slaves stopped slave rebellions because burning down the house and burning down the farm meant that people were also homeless and jobless. And so, yes, I might be a slave, but I know where my food is coming from. I know where I'm sleeping at night. I at least know my near future and the rhythm that is comfortable for me. A lot of slave revolts were stopped by other slaves because they feared the burning of the house and the burning of the farm, which is essentially the burning of what they understand about their reality. And sometimes that's very scary for people. But I'm saying, we ain't even the ones doing the burning. It is burning. It has burned. You know what I'm saying? And some of you lot, some of us are trying to pick up the ashes and hold to... You remember them cartoons, yeah? In cartoons like Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck, where the characters holding on to like the pillars in the house, and then the whole thing gets blown up, right? And they're just holding like this, and they're just left with these two sticks in their hand. And but everything's gone. They're like outside naked, and their faces all full of black soot, and they're like holding on. That's some of us right now, family. And I'm calling you from the outside, saying, let go. Go and build. This is that moment in Roger Rabbit, where the wall breaks and they all enter into cartoon land. Let's go into toon land. I'm being so serious, family. Let's go into toon land. Let's go into toon land. Don't be scared. Yeah? Let's go into toon land and build something that reflects your joy, your heaven, your peace, your love, your freedom, your justice, your equality. Why not? Why not? I want some of this. I want some of this cake. Is that what you're making? Fair dues. That's cool. I'm going to do this. And that's my call to action, family. That's all that's my call to action, family. You know what I'm saying? That's my call to action. And that's what this is, you know? So, back on the subject of sex and sakir, it's really encouraging when you go to look at this, when you look at this law. It's really encouraging. Sorry, let me switch out this rhythm. That rhythm was annoying me. It's really encouraging when you look at this law and it's sharing with us how our emotions are supposed to be used. Now, the skill that must be developed spiritually is the practice. You know, again, I love the physical sex because it helps us understand. It also gives us an indication as to what we must do spiritually. You know, a lot of men and women, we talk about Kegels, right? And a lot of men especially are talking about semen retention, right? This isn't because that ejaculating is bad, but the over ejaculation and the pointless ejaculation is bad and depleting of vital energy, right? So we practice semen retention and practice Kegels to strengthen that part of ourselves. So when it comes time to enjoy the physical sex, we can sustain longer. We can control how our energy oozes out of us. You understand? This is what the practice is about. And similarly, this law is telling us to do the same thing. It says when the emotions of man manifest in response to the word of God, that means you, other than responding to the word of God, emotions shouldn't manifest. Oh God. Some of you lot are going to drop off the live right now. It's saying that outside of responding to the word and the call, the rhythm, the wisdom of nature, the Most High peace, your emotions shouldn't manifest. It's a divine law, family, so it's not easy. You understand? It's not easy. It's simple, but it's not easy. Because that could go against everything that we currently understand about emotions and ourselves. Outside of it being a response to the word of God, emotions should be under your supreme control. If and when, I love the word if and when, because in Swahili, if and when are the same word, which is so cool, because if is when. You gotta say, so you don't have to say if and when. In Swahili, it would be like iki. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So if I was gonna say, if your emotions, so iki emotions, yako, I don't even know the word for emotions in Swahili, yeah? But I digress. If and when your emotions are able to respond only to the word of God, then you have the power to influence the course of any and all events in the world. Now, let me be real with you. Why this is attractive to me is because I'm like, hold up. I got some real shit that I want to change. I got some real stuff that I want to change. And this law is telling me that, hey, Mikhail, if there's some shit you ain't feeling out here, you can change it. If there's circumstances and events in the world that are not favorable to the journey you want to be on, you can change it. Here's how you do it. So it becomes a high incentive for me. I'm like, oof. Let me figure this one out. Because I'm the world changer. This is literally telling me how to do it. Okay. So how do we get to this management or control of emotions? Because that's going to allow me to only use them in relation to the rhythm that I've been set upon. And that's the journey. That's the journey we're on, family. But I tell you what, looking very, very sweet and good and sexy. Yeah? Because also, right, I'm someone who enjoys being sexy. Like, I genuinely enjoy, and I'm sure everyone listening does as well. Everyone enjoys being sexy. It's just a zone, right? It's a zone. But we never want our sexiness to be the thing that clips our wings. You know what I mean? Because there's no point being sexy if you can't be fly. You get what I'm saying? You like that one? There's no point being sexy if you can't be fly, you know what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying, family? So it's like now the control of that energy becomes the imperative. Because yeah, man, we want to fly. So let's get into some questions, family, before I start going in other directions. Let's get into some questions, fam. Let's put some questions. Let's probe. Let's pick on apart some of these dialogues that we and I are having right now. Like I said, family, we're going to be going into the nature of sex tonight on our evening session. We can go one-on-one. Click the link in the bio. Pay what you want and join us in the evening from 8 p.m. UK time. Let's get some questions in, family. Any questions in relation or whatever you're inspired to think about and come through with? I'm all ears. Let's drop into some vibes right now, family. You know, hey, I just play random rhythms. You're going to hear exclusive songs. You may never hear me drop this song, but Bunny, you're going to hear it today. I want some questions right now. Hey! Let's get it in.
Alright, okay, let's get it in. Alright, okay, let's live it. Hey! Next to me, you're the best indeed. Dark colorway from the West Indies. I blew away in your ecstasy. Life ain't the same when you flex with me. I can feel your powers. Your vibe slowly arresting me. Deep eyes holding the best of me. Okay, come get the rest of me now. If you really wanna get down, do you really wanna get nasty? Show me what you're really about. Ain't nothing that you can get past me. I know you be thinking I'm loud, but you know that there's something about me. We can feel the energy's out. So come, we make a rhythm on. Sweat on the head, sweat on the head, sweat on the ground, and sweat on the bed.
Bomb legal! Drop your cat!
Hey, listen. If there's one thing I love in the world, I love making music, man. We're going to make music. But we make music, family. We're going to change the world. Baby's gonna get born, life's gonna be changed, and we gonna look sexy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, get your grinder to this one.
Alright, okay, let's get it in. Alright, okay, let me be.
Next to me, you're the best indeed. Dark colorway from the West Indies. I blew away in your ecstasy. Life ain't the same when you flex with me. I can feel your powers. Your vibe slowly arresting me. Deep eyes holding the best of me. Okay, come get the rest of me now. If you really wanna get down, do you really wanna get nasty? Show me what you're really about. Ain't nothing that you can get past me. I know you be thinking I'm loud, but you know that there's something about me. We can feel the energy's out. So come, we make a rhythm on. Sweat on the head, sweat on the head, sweat on the ground, and sweat on the bed. Sweat on the trousers, sweat on the leg. Sweat on the head, sweat on the head, sweat on the head, sweat on the head, sweat on the ground, and sweat on the bed. Sweat on the back, sweat on the chest, sweat on the... Give me the rhythm on. She really, really, really wanna zig zig ah. Hey, I think she really, really, really wanna zig zig. Next to me, you're the best indeed. Dark colorway from the West Indies. I blew away in your ecstasy. Life ain't the same when you flex with me. I feel your powers.
Don't just have me grooving, you know. I want questions.
Deep eyes holding the best of me. Okay, come get
question time.
Wanna get down? If you really wanna get nasty, show me what you're really about. Ain't nothing that you can get past me. I know you be thinking I'm loud, but you know that it's something about me. We can feel the energy's out. So come and make a rhythm on. Sweep on the head, sweep on the head, sweep on the ground, and sweep on the bed. Sweep on the trousers, sweep on the leg, sweep on the head, sweep on the head, sweep on the head, sweep on the head, sweep on the ground, and sweep on the bed. Sweep on the trousers, sweep on the leg, sweep on the... Give me the rhythm, man.
Yeah. Let's get some questions. Oh, man. I enjoy this thing, man. Oh, man. Music. Me. I could do a whole dissertation on music. I could write a music Bible, bro. Music is an amazing space. Actually, so here's a good conversation to have. Right? Here's a good conversation. Big up someone who put questions. Give me your questions. This is about you guys right now, right? But here's a good conversation to have. It's about your channel. First of all, you must understand that there's nothing wrong with you. I don't care what kind of nonsense you're doing in the dark. I don't care what kind of nonsense you're thinking in your mind. I don't care how you're dismounting or disabling yourself with your words and your imagination. There's nothing wrong with you, fam. You're weak. You're weak. And guess what? Samson was weak. Achilles was weak. Jesus was weak. We all have an area of weakness that allows us to be empowered in other areas, family. That is the point. It's called balance. It's called order. It's called ma'at. Yes? Weakness is imperative. You have a weakness and your weakness is there as a pull against your strength so that you may get stronger. Okay? So fight back is what I'm saying to you. Fight back. Fight back at those demons that are pulling you this way. All demons are soon to be angels. You can convert them. All demons are there to be promoted. They're like zombies that you can heal and turn them back into the natural divine order, family. That's what demons are there. So next time you see, hear, feel a demon, I need you to get creative about where they are. They're saying, this is a channel and you're not using it. So if you want me to sit here in the dark, I'm going to just act a fool until you give me some shit to do with this channel. Do you understand what I'm saying, family? Put a flame if you understand what I'm trying to say. There's nothing wrong with you. You're not bad. You're weak. You're not evil. You just have nothing. You haven't created a space to channel the devil into his righteousness. Remember, stop thinking like a Eurocentric individual, family. The devil in African cosmology is known as Eshu. And Eshu was one of the most important Orishas, okay? Eshu, yes, is one of the most important Orishas because of his ability to go to the divine and to the earthly realm. Yes, so he knows the difference between the dark and the light. That's why he can play with it. He knows that this is all a freaking game, and that's why he's known as the trickster, the mischief maker, Eshu. Yes, and this is what when they were trying to translate the Bible for people who in Yoruba land, they put Eshu where the devil was supposed to be, so they can understand. You see what I'm saying? Yes, Eshu was the mistake that they made and called him the devil. But that energy, family, was always, again, one of the most important Orishas. If you really want to understand the energy, I want you to go and look and study that principle. Yeah? It's really important, family. Because right now, you're looking at yourself and your so-called darkness as a bad thing. This is why we disrespect the feminine. Because the feminine is also the dark. The negative is also the dark. And these things are not inherently bad. They're bad because they're uncultivated, just like a leg that you never use. My left leg is bad. My left leg is the devil. How about that? My left leg, if I kick the football with my left leg, you'd be like, Shetan. Shindwe. If I kick the football, if I cut something with my left hand, you'd be like, mm-mm. Look at the devil in my house, cutting eggs. You guys, look at the devil in my home. You get what I'm saying, family? Yeah? So it's really important to understand that then what's negative is or uncultivated is always going to look bad to you. Yes? That's all it is. And as polarities would go, we're always going to be stronger in one area outside in one area and the other weaker. And life is about balance and being able to strengthen yourself on the other side that you haven't been necessarily blessed in. You say? Big up Adeola. Yeah? Right. Let's go to some questions. Oh, we're going to get it in right now. Big up Big Shaker out right now. Big Shaker out right now. Go and stream that song. So Benny Sarpong is asking a question. I like this question. I love this question. Let's get into it. If nothing can be against us, do evil spirits exist? And if so, what are their purpose?
It's not that deep.
If nothing can be against us, do evil spirits exist? And if so, what are their purpose? Evil spirits do exist. Right? Evil spirits do exist, and their purpose is to test you through this life. It's very simple. But evil spirits, let me just go back to spirit. Spirit is breath. So I'm a spirit. You're a spirit. We're all spirits. Yes? Don't get caught up in this word. People go and try to give you the heebie-jeebies, yeah? I call them heebie-jeebie people. Someone came on my line the other day talking bare heebie-jeebie talk about evil spirits and witchcraft. And all these things. Lucky I studied the laws of the spirit. So I'm like, move gue with all that nonsense, yeah? Because they clearly don't understand what they're talking about. When we're talking about evil spirits, family, a person can be an evil spirit. And it's about what they've allowed themselves to be cultivated into. Like I said, you're given this game of life to play how you want. The rhythm has been set. The rhythm has been set. And you get to decide how you define that rhythm. Mikkel. I mean, I know full well how I can flip and be a very vicious, vindictive kind of person. That quality is there. The choice to be the way I am. The choice. It's a choice. There's other things I can do with this energy. Do you get it? Just like you, there's other things you can do with this energy. It's a choice to cultivate yourself in a particular way because of what you've seen as a path for you. But I would say the evil spirit and the good spirit have the exact same purpose in your life. To be a mirror, a reflection on the path you wish to walk versus what you don't want to walk. On what you want to cultivate versus what you do want to cultivate. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, if an evil spirit or good spirit... Have you ever... Watch this. Let me flip it like this. You know, I get people stopping me in the street, yeah? And saying really, really beautiful things to me about my work, what I do, what I've done for them, right? It still has to go... They believe that. It still has to go through my head as a belief. You get what I'm saying? I still have to accept it. You ever had someone say some good shit to you and you just don't believe what they're saying? It's so good. It's so nice. You're like, who the hell are you talking about? Me. And you look at them like, they gotta be lying. Nah, you're chatting shit. Me. Do that for you. Nah. That's not possible. It's about your belief system. You don't accept it. So whether they believe it or not to be true, whether they're blessing you or not, they're like, you are, yeah, rah, rah, rah. It happens all the time. Actors, I have many actor friends. Some are like, oh, you killed that movie, bro. I was sick, bro. You are so cold. You're like, my cadences, and I didn't really deliver the line the way I wanted to, and I was sick that day, and I could see my nose. You guys do it to me. Some guy, watch this. This is how I know. We're living in a simulation. A guy genuinely stopped me on the street. Watch this. This is a proud moment for me, right? Or not so much of a proud moment. A guy stopped me on the street and he was like, yo, are you Mikkel? I'm like, why, yes, I am. I'm joking. Let's play. I'll do the role play that. Are you Mikkel? Like, yeah, I'm okay. He's like, oh, my bro, man. Real, like, road guy. He's like, yo, bro, I love your work, man. You're amazing, bro. You changed my life, bro. That song you made, bro, it changed my life, bro. I'm vegan now, bro. I'm vegan now. I'm like, what song? What song is he talking about? Vegan? I don't make no song about being vegan. I'm like, yeah, I eat. I'm like that. I'm a vegan. But, like, I don't make no song about being a vegan. I was like, what song are you talking about, bro? He's like, oh, man. What's the song, bro? Bro, for the last 2 years, bro, I ain't ate no meat.
I ain't met no bro, I've been vegan, bro. What's that song, bro? Oh, that's it. Alkaline, you really? Because she don't want to acid it. I was like, oh my God, no way. I was like, this universe is taking a piss. I was like, that's not even a song. I was just in my front room just having fun and someone recorded me and that was it, right? All of that to say, that lyric that came out of my mouth as quick as a fart would meant nothing to me other than it tickled my spirit to mix a word and she don't want to acid dick because I found it funny and I shared it out as I do. That's gone viral and he's now a vegan. Him and his girlfriend, according to him, are now vegan for 2 years because of that. You can't, you don't know what anything you say or do is going to impact someone. And you also can't tell them how what you do should impact them. Yeah. So going back to your question, an evil person or a good person serve the same purpose in your life, just to be a reflection of possibilities. You still have to accept the witchcraft. You just like you have to accept the blessing. You have to accept the curse. You have to believe it for it to do anything to you. You see? So all they are is references. They're just reference points of possibilities on what other people have made their choices. I don't care about no evil spirits. No evil spirit can't touch me unless I have an opening for them. To focus on your Martian journey. You being my art. Evil can't do nothing to you. It's going to come to you, start barking and realize there's no way in. And they're going to run away because it's a waste of time. People come to me with heebie-jeebie talk all the time and I'm looking at them like they don't understand what I understand about the spirit. They're throwing buzzwords. They throw buzzwords. If someone's coming to you with heebie-jeebie, yeah, bro, because dark magic and witchcraft and evil spirits. And I'm looking at them like, yo, you got the heebie-jeebies. You don't understand the spirit. And I'm sorry that that shit has gripped you, but gue from me. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro, because witchcraft, bruh. Witchcraft, dark magic.
And you just, they just look like infants to me. Infants. You get what I'm saying? Because they don't understand the laws of the spirit, bruv. That shit, when someone comes to you, they're trying to program you to their shit. And it don't work. If you know, you get what I'm saying? It don't work. Because it doesn't line up with the laws. You get what I'm saying? It doesn't line up. Yeah? So, back to your question. I hope I answered your question. Let me elaborate. If not, you all right? If nothing can be against us, do evil spirits exist? Yes, they do. They exist in human form, right? As well as entities and energies that are no longer in human form, right? And if so, what are their purpose? The purpose is like the good spirits, a reference and a challenge, right? A polarity for you to work your own self from. Evil can be good for you. Look at this as a product of evil. You get it? It was evil things that happened to me as a child and to my ancestors. That means I am speaking to you the way I'm speaking to you now. I have made it a necessity, a point to stand here and talk like this and study what I study and carry myself the way I carry because of the evil that exists in the world. So thank you, evil spirits. Thank you. Because you exist, I am disciplined. Because you exist, I am staying strong. That's how it works. You see? So evil spirits exist. It's what you do. Everything's about how you respond. It's never about what is happening. It's about how you are deciding to respond to that thing. Does that make sense? You with me, family? All right, then. Yeah? Cool. Let's do the next question. Let's do the next question. Let's go. Woo. Damn. I need some music in my ears. I'm getting hot in here, family. I'm about to take this off. All right, then. This is one of my favorite songs. Family, Cesarojo, August 19th. Yeah? Cesarojo, August 19th. Come get around some good spirits. Come get around some good spirits, family. We going to go in, family. Cesarojo, you know, is the place to let it go, to let it all out, to let it hang, to breathe, to build your people, to really open up to your beauty, family. No drugs, no alcohol, just rhythm and breath. You get what I'm saying? I love Cesarojo. Family, it's all invited, family, and we're going to get in the game. Let's go to another question. All right, then. I'm not able to go live, unfortunately, because it kind of messes up the transmission. So, sorry about that. Let's go. I channel entities and energies for various purposes in life. What's your thoughts on this? We all do. I think you are one of the people that's accepted that that's what you do and are able to define it. It's really about, we all channel entities. Think about it like this, yeah? The body is the vessel we come here in. This is what we travel in, and this is what we kind of like produce life in. It's entities and energies that power the body. When energy is left, when the entities have left you, right? When entities have left you, you're no longer alive, right? So we all channel entities and energies. Some entities come through you at different points in your life. So you may look back at pictures of you, you know, when you was younger, and you'd be like, ah, that feels like an entirely different person, entirely different being. It's because you needed to channel a certain entity or energy at that point in your life. You see, some people can remain neutral throughout their lives, and they may just deal with one particular entity or two, you know, and then some people go hard left and then a hard right. It's all based on the rhythm you've been set on, you know. But yeah, like Adeola said, it's standard. There's nothing wrong with channeling entities and energies. I think what you are saying on top is that maybe it may be a bit more heavier for you and a bit more frequent in terms of, you know, how they come, and the fact that these energies and entities may represent completely different objectives and characteristics. That's also something that I think is, I think that's going to be something that's going to be more and more frequent for people in this era of life that we're living in. And that's why I also think that the definitions and, you know, our understanding of our vessel and our spirit is really important for it to grow. Does that make sense? And we need to develop a new language, which is what we're working on here, around understanding how entities and energies communicate through and with us. For instance, I embody Kalima when I need to overcome narcissists, and I channel my Pisces bestie when I need to deal with a stubborn divine masculine. Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. Are you okay with it? Are you good? Are you good? That's what I'd ask. Are you good with that? How is it going for you? How is that going for you? You know? I definitely do it. And this is the importance of having space in the arts. This is the importance of spiritual health. I definitely do it. You guys will see it. When I'm in Cesarojo mode, I'm not the same. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's different. You know? It's different. And it's an important energy to be in, because I'm more worried about people who can't identify that. You know what I'm saying? I'm more worried about people who can't identify that and who are taken advantage of by the circumstances in their life, and people can't really understand how they flip reverse on certain things. You got to remember, there's some people that don't have this language at all. There's some people living in certain conditions and in certain environments where people don't understand them, and they're flipping out. They look schizophrenic. They look like they're crazy. They look possessed or whatever. And that's because there's no language definition or channel for them to observe it. If I didn't create Cesar Rojo for myself and for others like me, then I would be a very, very, very extremely frustrated individual, especially as I grow spiritually. Cesar Rojo came as a result of my spiritual growth. And so I needed to have more room to express these energies, and in less of a calculated and controlled manner, but rather I set up a temple for my chaos. You get what I'm saying? You know, and that is the spiritual game. Know thyself, you know thyself is important. And then you curate your environment to support you. You know, every animal has its habitat. Every beast has its habitat, and its habitat complements its nature. Well, think about these energies, these primal energies, right, that sit within you. Have you created the correct habitat where people can be invited and enjoy that energy, and that energy can support you? Moreover, are you able to do that? You can. Have you given yourself the space to do that? Or maybe you've recognized the inner space that already exists. That's also something, you know. Sometimes it's a bit of both, you know? And if we don't, again, this is why Warojo House exists, because these are the kind of things that I want to help people, young people, families understand. You know, there are energies that are trying to channel through you, and your current lifestyle is not allowing it. And so therefore, the energies are coming out in these very almost violent ways that are not supportive of you. And one minute you're okay, and next minute you're all over the place and dismantling the very things that are there to support you. You get what I'm saying? You know? And so, yeah, family, we need that space. Yeah, we need that space that's going to allow us to channel. Because the moment we learn that we are just avatars here, we're going to understand that what our ancestors spoke of in regard to ancestors, it's not a joke. There are energies and entities speaking through you, yeah, that are much more powerful than you accept. And they can see the rhythm of your life better than you. Right? And as we said earlier, when your emotions manifest in response to the word of God, aka the rhythm of your nature, then you will have the power to control and influence any and all events in the world. This is the purpose of relating with your ancestors. And I don't even like using that word anymore, because it's just rinsed. Ancestors. It's all rinsed. It's just annoying. It's rinsed. People don't respect that word and all of that. But, you know, it's science, isn't it? There are energies much more powerful than you that move you, and the more you understand the rhythm of where they're moving you or how they're moving you, you're just going to align with it and create space for it. That's me. You get what I'm saying? I hope that answers your question as well. Yes. I like that. Whenever I'm fearful beyond measure, I fast. Only water, fruit and affirmations. This helps with channeling immensely. It really does. It really, really, really does, man. I can't lie. Woo! Family, we've been getting it in. Is there any more questions? Benny, you let me know if I answered your question good, if you're still there. But yeah, that was beautiful. I feel whole, I feel clean, and I feel safe when I'm around you. I feel pure. Yes, family. We're going to jump off, family. We're coming back tonight, 8 p.m. in our private group. We get one-to-one, face-to-face, and we'll go deeper on the nature of sex, man. We're going to talk it out. For now, family, I've got the Big Shaker, family. Big Shaker's the new single coming out, family. I want all of you guys to join the Big Shaker Challenge. I want to see you guys dancing, family. Let's celebrate towards Cesar Rojo. By the way, Cesar Rojo is going to be the only one for the year in this country. We're going to do Cesar Rojo in the motherland later on. But Cesar Rojo, August 19th, is the only one. So you better show up. Get your ass down there. Don't miss out, right? But yeah, let me drop the Big Shaker. Family, we got a special, special dance challenge going on. Big Shaker Challenge. We're doing it all around the world. And yeah, we're having a lot of fun with that. You don't know. Oh, when is Cesar coming back online in the sunrise? It may be sooner than you think. It may be sooner than you think.
Yeah.
But more on that soon.
Yeah.
And yeah. Let's get into this one. If you haven't streamed it yet, family, what are you waiting for?
Yeah.
I want you lot to learn the dance, right?
Yeah.
Do it, load it, tag me so we can do it together. You get what I'm saying?
Mama said, knock you out. Mama said, keep it on. Mama said, don't go down.
In fact, let me teach you a lot of dance real quick.
Legal!
Let's do this before we go. You don't know. I mean, if someone's listening on the podcast, you can't really see. Not really, you can't see. Actually, you can. Spotify shows you. Okay. So if you're watching on Spotify, you can see. Big up Spotify. That's how it goes.
It's another sound killer. Mama said knock you out. Mama said keep it up. Mama said don't go down. Mama said, please don't stop. Mama said, take it off. Mama said, please go in. Mama said, show me love.
Hey.
Mama said, please don't stop.
Again.
Mama said, knock you out.
Hey.
Mama said, keep it up. Mama said, don't go down. Mama said, please don't stop. Mama said, take it off. Mama said, please go in. Mama said, show me love. Mama said, please don't stop.
Me, I like skin to skin. Me, I like chin to chin. Me, I like ting for ting. Give me the ring a ting. Give me the ring a ting a ting ting ting. Me, I like exercise.
Oh, yeah, family. This Saturday, if you're in London, Warojo House is hosting the Stories We Cherish pop-up event in Tulse Hill. It's a free event, family. Come down. We're going to be partying all night. There's going to be a pop-up shop, storytelling, African drumming, all of that nice, good stuff, family. Come through, family. Let's have a good vibe, man. Right, let's go. Let's go. Big Shaker. One, two, ah. One, two, ah. Hey. Let's go.
Mama said, knock you up. Mama said, keep it up. Mama said, don't go down. Mama said, please don't stop. Mama said, take it off. Mama said, please go in. Mama said, show me love. Mama said, please don't stop. Mama said, knock you up. Mama said, keep it up. Mama said, don't go down. Mama said, please don't stop. Mama said, take it off. Mama said, please go in. Mama said, show me love. Mama said, please go in. She love me, love me long time. She give me loving on time. She never wanna do wrong. She always wanna do right. I give her loving on sight. My loving never offside.
You done know, family. They got everyone who came through today. They got everyone who's been getting it in. You done know.
All of the girls in the face, all of the girls in the waist, all of the girls in the taste, a lot of girls in the place, a lot of girls in the face. Hey, you don't know. Hey, this is like a chosen session, isn't it? Let's go.
Here we go.
Let's go.
Big, shake, shake, shake. Hey! That's why mama said knock you out. Mama said keep it up. Mama said don't go down. Mama said please don't stop. Mama said take it off. Mama said please go in. Mama said show me love. Mama said please don't stop, stop. Mama said knock you out. Mama said keep it up. Mama said don't go down. Mama said please don't stop. Mama said, take it off. Mama said, please go in. Mama said, show me love. Mama said, please don't stop, stop, stop. Hey! Big, 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 big shake. Your big, 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 big shake. Your big, 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 big shake. Shake, shake. Your big, 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 big shake. Big, 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 big shake. Your big, 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 big shake.
Me, I like skin to skin. Me, I like chin to chin. Me, I like ting for ting. Give me the rinka tink. Give me the rinka tink a tink tink tink. Me, I like exercise. Me, I like sexy vibes. Me, I want pet to ride. So bring your backside to my front side. Make we call on T. Hey!
Whoa. Whoa. Big, 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 big shake. Shake. Shake, shake, shake.
Don't know, family. Big up yourself, family. If you're going to be around tonight, I'll see you guys in the conversation. Tonight around sexuality, the nature of sex. This Saturday, Stories You Cherish, Pop-Up, Hotel. And then Chesaro, August the 19th.
Yeah.
You don't know what time it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Yeah.
All right, then.
Yeah.
Hey!
It's another sound killer. Mama said knock you out. Mama said keep it up. Mama said don't go down. Mama said please don't stop. Mama said take it up. Mama said please go in. Mama said show me love. Mama said please don't stop. Mama said knock you out. Mama said keep it up. Mama said don't go down. Mama said please don't stop. Mama said take it up. Mama said please go in. Mama said show me love. Mama said please don't stop. Stop.
Hey!
Me, I like skin to skin. Me, I like chin to chin. Me, I like ting for ting. Give me the rinka ting. Give me the rinka ting, 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 ting. Me, I like exercise. Me, I like sexy vibes. Me, I want pet to ride. So bring your backside to my front side. Make quick call on Jesus Christ. A lot of girls with the face. A lot of girls with the waist. A lot of girls with the taste. A lot of girls in the place. A lot of girls in the place. A lot of girls.
All right, family, I'm out of here. I want to save this live, yeah? But, yeah, you lot give me Chesaro vibes right now. I love you. Thank you very much. Peace.